No. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Cannabis Kid.
Good morning, everybody. And hello, Bellstar. How are you?
Ooh, better now that you're sitting here. How was California?
California was amazing. The weather was awesome. I enjoyed it. I was up there for a family wedding. And
the A&L Brooks wedding.
My sister took me out to San Francisco one day, and then we got to check around Sacramento the other day. And so I got to go into one of my first California dispensaries. I actually got to go into two.
Wow.
All about wellness. And River City Phoenix, which is one of the leaders in just the cannabis dispensary scene up in Sacramento, California. And they are very on board with testing. Which I was really excited to see. The medication, yeah, very nice. I always, one thing that I talk to people about when they're first getting their card is know their dispensary, know where they're going. And I know that there's a couple apps out there that kind of can steer you in the right direction of, you know, whether it's the dispensary that's right for you.
Right.
Looking at their menu and things like that is really important. Finding out what works for you is important, and this could take not trial, but time, because what you're doing is really trying to find the right medication for yourself.
And it could be a little trial and error, because sometimes you go to Rite Aid or whatever, and you ibuprofen works for some people, Excedrin works for others.
Right.
Blue Dream might work for you, OG Kush might work for someone else, but it's important to know what attributes of the strains that you're wanting, like if it's something to help inflammation, something to help insomnia, PTSD, anxiety, cancer.
Right.
You should know that part too.
And the other thing was, if some pains are different, you know, like my dad, he suffers from fibromyalgia. Well, that can be totally different from, you know, a back surgery that had happened and a slipped disc or chronic pain. So there's different kinds of chronic pain out there that the different strains work with.
Right.
So you have one that beats inflammation or helps out with the subsiding of inflammation. You also have one that almost takes pain away immediately.
Yeah.
And there's one that, Carmelicious, puts me to sleep.
And thank God
I mean,
you don't get any of that this morning.
Fast. And it puts me in a very fast sleep. So, but I'm different from a lot of other people out there. So my sleep is, I'm a pretty heavy sleeper. So
sure are different.
So, it's, you know, along with a lot of the other qualifying conditions, be out there,
talk to your dispensary.
Right.
Trying to get
open
informed.
Up.
Yeah, and seriously, it's really, it's difficult in this industry right now because everything's still brand, well, for a lot of people, it's brand new.
Right. Brand new for the public.
Yeah. And so the people that have been using cannabis and growing it and experimenting with it for years, they're trying to find a consistency and a conformity, or what do I want to say? Just, you know, you can't go to the dispensary one day and get something for your glaucoma that works really, really well, and then go back the next week and it's gone. Consistency. You've got to have.
I hear what you're saying. Consistency on the dispensary and the collective's part to have your medication that you want when it's there.
Yeah.
And have it be the same as the last time you bought it.
It's like prescribing a particular medication for something and then running out and saying,
sorry, we're not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, we don't have that anymore. We're just going to try something different. Yeah, that really works, but nah, we're not going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to figure that out. But you can always just, you know, go in there and say, hey, I have this, and hopefully the bud tenders and the owners and managers will say, oh, well, then you need this. If you have pain, we'll get you this. If you have nausea, we'll get you that. If you can't sleep, you're going to try Karmalicious. Things like that.
Right. So just getting to see some of the dispensaries there, or a couple of the dispensaries, and reading up on some of the others, you guys are doing a great job in Sacramento. I think you guys have come a long way. I think there's I brought a magazine. It's called the Edibles 420 Edible Safety Issue.
Oh,
this is one thing.
We're gonna read
it's
from that.
Out of California. It's all of California, so it's everywhere.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different companies in here. Candies galore, Dank Tanks, teriyaki sauce, barbecue sauce, cookies, candies, anything that you can possibly think of that cannabis can be infused into
the love and
is
light
in
bakery.
This book.
Dankies. Mm-hmm. That's funny. Non-GMO. I love it.
Organic. A lot of the things
that's
that
fantastic.
Are coming out that we're that they're incorporating cannabis into is organic, and it is non-GMO, and it's vegan. Things that that people can eat and feel comfortable. I mean, this is a wide array of infused food medication.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Tons of stuff. I was the one place that I actually got to go in and talk to the owners. It was called All About Wellness in downtown Sacramento, and it was just a small little shop right on the corner of a little downtown street, and very, very happy and warm feeling when you walked in the door, which I was hoping for.
Right.
It's what I'm used to down here in Tucson. So. Walked in the door, a smiley, friendly face at the counter. So there they actually, it's a little bit different. Well, it's really not that different. They had a front counter at this place, and you could actually kind of peek into the dispensary area.
Oh,
and what I'm noticing, a lot of the dispensaries there, there's collectives, and then there's dispensaries. So the collectives, I went to one dispensary and one collective. The collectives seem to have a lot more goodies. Selling items, like things that you can... Now, I don't know if they're all like that. My sister said, there's not very much stuff to pick from in the one dispensary that she goes to. So it's just a matter of time before more and more stuff gets added to their list of items of inventory that they have in California. So if you're ever up in the area and you have your California card, stop into some of the great dispensaries there along... in California and check them out.
Yeah, that's awesome that you got the opportunity to do that because seeing the differences in dispensaries is really a neat thing, you know?
It really is.
And
well, also ones that have been around for a little bit longer than Arizona's, you know?
Right.
Actually,
well,
quite a bit longer.
about 20 years longer.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. And it's crazy that not many people knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, I was in... born and raised in California, grew up in the Napa Valley. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that they had passed in 1996, probably because, let's see, in 1996, I was not using cannabis very much back then. I should have been. I had some wicked migraines, but I was doing a whole different thing. Yeah, what do you got? This magazine is great.
It's just filled with fun stuff.
It is. They had a whole... They missed Arizona, but they had a whole chart of what was going on for 420 in all the different states. Check this out. So they had California, Nevada, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, Pennsylvania, Nebraska, and Minnesota. There was a 420 capital rally to legalize cannabis.
You go, guys. Congratulations on that.
That's right. Best boys. You know it. Right on. Anyway, we're just having fun already this
morning.
We have a terrific guest coming on. We'll just... tell you a little bit about who's coming on, and then we'll talk some more because it's just what we do. We get so excited. Miss Dr. Zachariah L. Hildebrand from C4 Laboratories will be coming on. Yeah. Dr. Hildebrand received his Bachelor's of Science and PhD degrees from the University of Texas at El Paso, where he has played on the men's intercollegiate golf team. Dr. Hildebrand's doctoral research focused on the molecular architecture involved in hormone-dependent cancers and was awarded the best doctoral dissertation in the College of Science for the year 2010. That's quite an award. He continued his training as a postdoctoral research fellow at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, where he contributed to the development of a novel therapy for the treatment of chronic myeloid leukemia, a blood-borne cancer that afflicts small children.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Hildebrand has published more than 20 peer-reviewed scientific journal articles and textbook chapters and has presented his research throughout North and South America. As the Director of Science and Research at C4 Laboratories, Dr. Hildebrand is focused on educating the general public about the scientific merits of cannabis, as well as developing new innovations for cannabis-based therapies. Dr. Mm-hmm. Hildebrand enjoys new research challenges that carry deep social significance, and he is driven to provide solutions and find more efficient treatments for those struggling with illness.
Nice.
That's awesome, and I love the word efficient in here, because so many times people come to us and they're in their last bouts of whatever they have, and you can't be guessing and playing the games at that point. You got to know. You got to be efficient. You got to get to it. You got to attack it.
Right.
And get it out. Right.
Right.
So we're gonna hope to have Dr. Zach on here any moment, and we're just gonna make sure that we have the right information. We don't want to unleash the phone lines to anyone. We've got Dr. Hildebrand. Are you ready, everybody? Welcome to Weed Stay Wednesday. You're live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
Uh-oh. And he will be calling back in. All right. Dr. Zach will be calling back in. We just had him. We hit the live button. Oh, he's back. He's back. We're going to try again. All right.
Hello, Bill.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. There you are.
Good morning. How are you folks today?
Oh, excellent.
We're doing great.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. It's an honor.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
No,
so, should we call you Dr. Zach? Dr. Hildebrand?
No, you can just call me Zach.
Oh.
All right.
All right. Well, Bellstar and the Cannabis Kid here, we're super excited to have you on our show. We just gave a little introduction. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this incredible industry, and it sounds like you're doing some
amazing
stuff on a very deep molecular level. Mm-hmm. We want to hear about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And thank you again for the opportunity to come on the show and speak with you guys a little bit about the exciting work that we're doing at C4 Laboratory. So I was classically trained as a biochemist, more specifically a structural biochemist. And the work that I was doing was dealing with hormone-dependent cancers, things like kidney, and liver cancer, and also testicular cancer. And what I was doing in my dissertation work was trying to understand the molecular architecture supporting the androgen receptor responsible in these hormone-dependent cancers. And from there, I segued way continuing on in the cancer theme to work with Dr. Theodora Roth at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. And we were working on a novel treatment for chronic myeloid leukemia. CML is a horrible affliction that ruins the lives of thousands of small children, you know, all across this great nation. And unfortunately, the therapies out there are extremely expensive, and they're just not readily available. So what we were actually making significant progress with was taking the old treatment, adding in a supplement, and we were finding that was working exceptionally well in a mouse model with the mutations associated with CML. I've always been really interested in working with, you know, large-scale problems. I think as anyone who enters into science, And anyone who's going to put forth the effort of getting a PhD and doing a postdoctoral fellowship, you know, you have a moral obligation to spend your time efficiently and work on things that can have a deep social significance and can in fact impact the lives of many people in a positive way. That's no different than the work we're doing here at C4 Laboratories. Our work is primarily focused around not only doing the characterization of marijuana and telling people, you know, what is in the medicine that they're using, but secondarily informing them of how they can use the medicine more efficiently, more effectively, and also educating the public and ameliorating any of the misconceptions there are about cannabis. It's no surprise that there are a number of people out there that have these misconceptions that there isn't a whole lot of research on cannabis and nobody knows exactly what it does other than getting you stoned, and it's incredibly dangerous, and it's a gateway drug, and the list goes on. I mean, the rhetoric is quite ridiculous. The truth of the matter is that you can go into any grocery store and find 20 or 30 items that are significantly more dangerous for one's health than cannabis. You could even obviously you can make the comparison to alcohol and show that while cannabis obviously has therapeutic properties, alcohol does not. But you could also look at cheddar cheese, for example. Cheddar cheese has been clogging people's arteries and giving them high blood pressure and hypertension since it was invented. Yet we don't hear any negative stigma about cheddar cheese. So part of our mission at C4 Laboratories is to educate the public, talk about the diverse compounds that are within the cannabis plant and all of the various therapies and therapeutic properties that they provide. We know that the cannabis plant has over 540 natural products broken down into a number of different classes, cannabinoids, terpenoids, flavonoids, and a number of different classes that, you know, I can barely pronounce. But we're now starting to understand exactly what each individual compound can do. And from that, you know, we can look at isolating each individual compound and using these things very, very specifically as therapies and alternative medicines away from conventional pharmaceuticals. In my experience, again, dealing with cancer research, whenever you're dealing with any kind of chemotherapy or a compound that is going to attack an aggressive cancerous cell, it basically works by scorching the earth. And with that, there's a lot of collateral damage in healthy cells. And a lot of these folks who are under chemotherapy require a tremendous amount of other drugs just to keep themselves viable while the chemo takes its course. And so what we believe is that with, say, a cannabis therapy, we can identify compounds that work more specifically to target the cancerous cells, which have a different biochemical signature than the healthy cells. So going after them more specifically, allowing the healthy cells to live on, it's a much more intelligent approach. And that's just one of the things that we're looking to do with this new frontier of medicine.
That's really amazing, because it is important to target exactly what the problem is and not ruin what's going on around it so it can heal, you know, because so oftentimes medications, they might help the symptom, but they're wrecking everything else inside that's mm-hmm. supposed to be helping that challenge that's right. really going on. Gosh, I have a million questions. I don't even know where to start. Are you testing actual strains? How are you doing the testing specifically? Are you pulling out the terpenes? Are you pulling out the cannabinoids? What are you doing totally?
Great question. So we have a core set of competencies where we characterize various strains of cannabis, looking at the various cannabinoids, looking at the terpene profile. We're also going to get into the other compounds, the steroids, the flavonoids, the antioxidants. And basically our approach is, okay, we can provide you with, let's say we can tell you that there's 15% THC, or we can look at the ratio of THC to CBD and the various levels of the terpene. But what does a number like that mean? What does 15% THC mean? What does 0.1% myrcene mean? Where what we do is we take it a step further, actually a couple of steps further. So we're also going to take the data that we analyze, we're going to compare it to a historical standard for that individual strain, and as we continue to analyze more samples, we'll be able to establish our own kind of standards for each individual strain. You know, let's say Bubba Kush, for example, has X amount of myrcene, X, Y amount of limonene, and Z amount of THC. We'll be able to establish that, so you'll be able to characterize the quality of that individual medicine. And so that's obviously very important. And secondarily, you know, we're going to be able to tell these people what that number of that compound, what the concentration of that compound actually means in a human health context. So basically pooling all of the available science together to just provide tremendous amount of context to either the clients, to the patients, or to growers, cultivators, or dispensary owners. That's basically one leg of what we're trying to do. But I think that there's a tremendous amount of work that needs to be done to really explore the breadth of the therapeutic properties in cannabis. So we've undergone and we've started a project called cannabinomics, and it's somewhat synonymous with genomics or metabolomics, in which you're with genomics, you're looking at all the genes in the human genome, or the genome of a mouse, or the genome of a snake, and trying to characterize all those things. Metabolomics, you're trying to characterize all the different compounds involved in human metabolism. Well, with cannabinomics, we're looking to explore not only the 545 compounds within cannabis that we know of, but are there unknowns? I mean, it was not only 30 years ago that we knew that there was 300 compounds, and now we're at 545. And we get to 600 and 700. And so by doing that, we can unlock the therapeutic potential of this plant. And so it's a tremendously ambitious project that is going to require a number of different collaborations. I mean, we're working with world-class analytical chemists out of Texas. We're working with high-end biochemists, protein crystallographers. We have a number of people involved in this somewhat of a consortium effort to not only further understand the therapeutic potential of the known compounds, but also unlock the therapeutic activity of the unknown compound.
Wow.
So, yeah, that is really amazing. So let me ask the question about that. So we realized we were talking, we were reading some old, like 1974 High Time magazines, and, you know, and then comparing the strains from then to now, and how we've basically bred out the CBNs and the CBDs of plants before.
For such a long time.
Yeah, because people didn't know about this.
Or want them.
Right, or want
know
them.
That they wanted
or
them.
Know that they wanted them. Right, exactly. People, we didn't know we loved the CBDs, CBNs, and the other 543 compounds we know we love. So are you as a scientist, are you looking to potentiate the entire plant? So let's say we have 24% THC. Are we going to look for just the most percentages of everything you can and just bring this plant to a superpower kind of a thing, bringing all the compounds back into it?
Well, we can. It's a great question. It's certainly something that we can do. By collecting all of this analytical data, we can not only tell you, you know, how your strain compares to, you know, previous crops and harvests, but we can work with cultivators and help them document basically how they got their particular strain to exhibit these characteristics. And so, if that's something that they're interested in, we can work together with them to make that happen. The nice thing for me is I'm more on the biochemical end and the analytical side of things. But we've got folks at C4 Laboratories that have a thousandfold more knowledge of cultivating the plant and horticulture and certainly about the cannabis plant and its history, that we'll be able to provide that expertise to whoever needs it to suit their needs.
And how do you think you're going to get people to open up to that? Because like you said, we've been told, you know, a lot of farces about the fact that there isn't any research and no one knows about the plant. And so there is research and we do know about it. How do you get those minds to open up? I mean, you're very scientific in this and you're very molecular in this. How do you bring that to the, you know, the person sitting next to you on the bus or the plane and say, hey, this is really a good thing. We should be looking at this and we should be open to this, you know?
Well, we have an insatiable desire to educate the public on this. And so if that means that we have to go to symposiums and city hall meetings and do radio shows such as this, you know, we're willing to do that at all hours of the day. We're not trying to use dogma or propaganda to sway these people's perspectives. We're just offering them science. We're going to offer them intelligent thought. And we're hoping through an intelligent conversation with these folks that they'll see the therapeutic properties and the benefits of cannabis and that we'll be able to win them over. I'm, to be honest, the more that I learn about this plant, the more that I'm convinced that, you know, the average bear just needs a 2 or 3 minute mm-hmm. conversation with me to understand why this is a good thing. It's a lot of community outreach. You obviously have to take on the naysayers head on. You have to be willing to take the brunt of their arguments and their verbal abuse, but all we have to do is present the science. It certainly speaks for itself, and unfortunately there hasn't been a great job of the science being brought to the forefront here in Arizona. You see it in more of these more prevalent areas, let's say Colorado or Oregon. I'm actually from British Columbia, Canada, so we're quite familiar with cannabis up there. And so there are some regions that are doing better on a scientific frontier, but I think it just takes one entity or a number of entities to bring the science to a forefront and say, hey, this is our foundation in which we are making all these arguments. We can talk all day long about this, and just let the science speak for itself.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a question about science for you. There's hundreds and thousands of strains, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier about consistency in the medication. When someone has glaucoma and they go to their local dispensary and they find the perfect strain for them, it's helping or whatever it is, they go back the next week and it's gone. Are you trying to match up, let's say, molecularly, cannabis with ailments? So what would molecularly help glaucoma? So instead of going to the dispensary and saying, I want Blue Dream, I'm going to go to the dispensary and say, I have glaucoma and I need this ratio. Are you doing things like that so that we can say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we know that there are a ton of ailments that can be ameliorated with compounds in cannabis. And so what we're looking to do is allow patients, customers, dispensaries use the medicine more effectively and more efficiently. We're looking to develop a way of thinking or a modality, if you will, for a targeted approach. So we can tell on a molecular level that if you have, let's say, glaucoma, that you would require this strain because it has a certain concentration of X, Y, and Z. If you are looking for this as an anti-inflammatory, that this strain has these particular steroid compounds or these particular compounds in these concentrations, and it's supported by these research articles. So,
that's awesome.
I mean, a highly articulated approach.
Yeah, that's great because people come in and they, you know, we've got first-time cannabis users that come into the health center. They have no idea, and they throw their hands in the air and say, now what, you know, and when you go from dispensary to dispensary, you know, they all have different strains. And like you said, you can test from crop to crop what's going on in as far as, you know, the growth of the plant, its consistency. People really need that. You don't go to Rite Aid and find that Tylenol is only, you know, 321 milligrams this week, and next week it's 500 milligrams, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or not there.
Exactly. To that point, you would never go into a Rite Aid or a Walgreens and just say, you know what, I'm going to take the blue pills today. I have anxiety and I have hypertension. I'll just take those pills. They look nice. No, I mean, you want to make an informed decision about that. And with our science, we'll be allowed to allow those folks to make those informed decisions. And what we might find is from crop to crop that there may be variability. And so maybe our recommendation will change as a result of time. But it's always going to be based on science and the most current scientific data.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, and I hope that... the challenge is finding dispensary people, if you will, that know this part of the science. You know, it's very difficult to get everybody on the same page for some reason here. But tell us about the different therapies that you're using this with. Like, PTSD is new here for Arizona as of January, and I wonder myself just about people with it when they're having an attack. Scientifically, do you want to give them a bong hit? Do you want to give them an edible? Is this something like you want to be using as a preventative for them? Like, how does this plant work as a therapy for the different ailments? How are you finding that?
Certainly. So let's say if a patient were to come to us and say, I am struggling with this affliction, or I've been given, let's say, PTSD. Say it's, we have someone with PTSD, they come in, and we've screened, let's say, at that point in time, 1,000 strains, and we know that these particular strains would be good for PTSD. Well, at that point in time, we're going to continue to work with the patient and follow up with them and see, is this helping you? Are you getting the desired effect from this? It's on us, it's our responsibility to stay on top of the scientific literature to determine, you know, are we giving them the best recommendations? And maybe at this particular time that the treatment of PTSD requires this ratio of CBD to other cannabinoids, and it is also accentuated with various terpenes or flavonoids. That may change. Science is always evolving. So with that evolution, we're going to be evolving in our recommendations. You know, another example might be if someone comes in and they're predispositioned to neurodegenerative diseases. Neurodegenerative diseases are a horrible affliction. It's something that I've seen, you know, cripple, you know, grandparents in my family. And the ability to use cannabis and the antioxidants in cannabis and also some of these flavonoids to make a recommendation that can slow down the rate of their neurodegenerative disease. I mean, that's really exciting for us. And the list goes on. I mean, it really, whoever comes into C4 and is looking for help, we will be able to give them some degree of insight. I mean, there are a ton of different ailments that have shown to be positively affected by cannabis, and it's just a matter of figuring out which compound and which concentration delivers the therapeutic effect.
Are you close to doing that, figuring that out?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. We're very close to doing that.
That's really awesome, because with that many compounds, like you say, over 545 compounds, then you're figuring out the ones you don't even know about.
Right.
You know, this plant has been helping people for thousands of years, but the struggle right now is finding the consistency in it and finding an explanation for people, to the average bear, like you said, that can understand this, because it's so new for people. It's not new for the planet, but it's so new for people now that we're just trying to put it in terms, you know. People don't oftentimes like the names of the strains that they have to go by, you know. Some of them aren't very nice, you know.
Right. So, you know, ultimately, we may have the potential to Now, once we've identified the compound that is having the positive effect for PTSD or neurodegenerative diseases or inflammation, then not only can we identify the strains that have the highest concentration of those compounds, but we can take it a number of steps further. We can actually isolate those compounds. You know, you can provide it in an additional, maybe you want to isolate it and keep it in a serum so that someone can take a serum as opposed to maybe they're not comfortable with smoking or vaporizing. Maybe you distill it down to a sublingual. We can even take that a number of steps further. So once we've determined what the compound, which compounds work on particular ailments, we can actually, with protein screening, we can figure out which particular proteins of interest in the body are actually being affected by the compound, which are ultimately eliciting the response. And when we take it that step further, we can do what's called molecular binding modeling, and we can figure out how the compound, the chemical structure, is binding to that protein to, again, elicit that response. And can we make a small adaptation to that chemical structure to now make the process more efficient? So coming full circle, what we've done is we've identified a compound from cannabis. We've determined that it has an effect. We've now determined how that's happening through a particular protein pathway. And we've made a more efficient compound and an efficient cannabis-derived therapy. So we're not only, we're basically making all new medicine specifically derived from cannabis, and we're doing it in a more efficient way than even the plant can do it.
Right. Well, exactly. And can I ask, I mean, I won't get too personal, but do you work with just a select few strains? Do you have hundreds of strains? I mean, this is the challenge that people are finding, is that there's too many choices. Like when you go somewhere, there's like, oh, here's 40 different strains. Well, I just have a migraine. What's going to be the best one for me? You know what I mean? Are you narrowing your strains down to fit the particular ailments of the body, that kind of thing?
No, we want to take on as many strains as we possibly can so that we can collect as much information as we can. I think with the more information we have, the better recommendations that we can give.
Well, you have a job for life.
Well, yeah, I mean, as I mentioned before, this is an incredibly ambitious business that we're a part of, and certainly with the cannabinomics project that we've initiated, you know, there's a lot of work that we have to do. But, you know, at C4, we're surrounded by really great people that are hardworking and that have totally bought into the fact that we can make a positive impact in many people's lives, and we can do it in a holistic fashion. And so, you know, we're willing to burn the candle at both ends. If we need to work 24 hours a day to do this, we're ready to do it.
Awesome. Well, and that's what it takes, is the dedication, you know. Do you have reports that you're putting out now that people can see about the different strains and strain types and the compounds that are helping everybody?
Yeah, well, so we're a couple weeks away from having reports available to the general public. And obviously, as we collect more data, our reports are going to get stronger. But in terms of linking the science to the actual compounds of interest, I mean, we've already pulled thousands of scientific research articles, and so we have a library of references to draw from, and that's really going to be the strength of our reporting.
Hmm. Awesome. Well, I know people are going to be excited to read this because, you know, because there's nothing out there.
No, and it's a tremendous shame, and you know, we believe that marijuana is here to stay, and unfortunately no one has been able to really unlock the therapeutic potential and talk to the masses about what this plant provides. And so we're hoping to have an impact on that in a really big way. And in doing so, we're having to work with scientists all across the world on this issue. But, you know, we're just excited. We want to get started on this. We want to make a difference. And we really think that this plant deserves everyone's attention. and that it is. It's the beacon of a new frontier of medicine. It's without a doubt, I'm convinced that there's going to be a number of new therapies that will come to light in the coming years, all responsible from this plant.
I think so. I think you're right.
Now, Zach, with the juicing craze that's coming out, you know, the whole plant, I heard you talking about synthesizing and extracting and isolating and pulling out the different cannabinoids and terpenoids. As a whole, I mean, where do you see as a therapy, as the whole plant, you know, juicing with it, using it as a part of our natural food that we should just be intaking?
Absolutely. I mean, we can certainly begin to understand the therapeutic properties of the plant as a whole. How do the chemicals react in the body during consumption versus vaporization? You know, that's a very important question, but certainly the metabolism of these compounds in their various form, whether it's in a food or if it's you're smoking it, drinking it, eating it. Great questions. I wish I had the answers to those, but those are the types of questions that we're going to be looking to answer at C4.
Right. Well, we'll definitely be keeping up with you and checking out and seeing how this is all going. I'm very intrigued by the work that you do, and I think it's amazing. It's great to know that after all these years of having, you know, pharmaceuticals being like the lead in helping people with their symptoms, you know, and never really taking care of the main root of the problem, mm-hmm. it's really a relief to hear that there is work being done on this plant to see what we can actually, you know, extract from it, isolate, and, you know, even synthesize to a point to actually have quality meds that aren't going to make people sick. It's not going to ruin their intestinal tract, their bowels, and which, you know, we're seeing yep. so much more with Crohn's disease out there. You know, our stomach is our second brain. So it takes a lot.
Yep.
We abuse our bodies in a very horrible way as to human beings, and I think this plant is going to help us kind of take us back a little bit and go, hey, full circle, what are we doing? Why have we been doing this for so long? So I'm going to be keeping up with your work and checking you out every day. So thank you for what you do.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. You know, this is truly a labor of love for us. Mm-hmm. We're really excited about the process and learning more each day and helping more people on a daily basis. The science of cannabis is growing, and we're really honored to be a part of that. And I really do think that as more people become educated on cannabis, they'll start to see the common sense. I mean, there's so many therapeutic properties within this plant that we just have to unlock for these folks.
Uh-huh.
And it may be a long and arduous process, but you know what? We're ready to get our hands dirty and do the right thing.
Absolutely. It's been interesting to hear you talk about the flavonoids in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because these are things that, you know, just the terpenes, all that's new. But
yeah, terpenes get me
these
going.
Yeah, these aren't things that people would have thought about. You know, we all use
cannabis.
Yeah,
30
cannabis.
Years ago, we weren't talking about terpenes, flavonoids. We were talking about THC.
Well, no, we just knew we felt good.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go get a joint and feel good. We didn't know why.
Yeah.
Now we know. Now we're starting to learn why we feel so good molecularly, like you're studying.
And why the terpenes work in our body synergistically. Mm-hmm. And it's
that's some deep stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're trying to get, we can get as complicated on this as we want, but part of that is also, you know, we're going to have to distill it down for the general public and allow them to make recommendations. So not everyone is going to want to know, you know, why compound X is giving me response to Y and why this particular concentration and these ratios are important. What they want to know is, how can I use this plant the most effectively? And that's what we'll be able to do for them.
That's true. That's it. That's the person walking into Rite Aid saying, I just want to get my...
just want to feel better.
Yeah, I just want to feel better. But
I don't know why.
I'm sure molecularly you're freaking out over there.
Well, yeah, no, the molecular stuff definitely needs to happen in order to make those, you know, large-scale determinations for the people. You know, and we're obviously, we're all nerds on this stuff, so we get really excited about this. But part of science is also distilling it down so that you can talk to a golden retriever about why this is important. That's, you know, any good scientific presentation, it actually can be done on a chalkboard. And so I've seen Nobel laureates who talk about stem cell biology and cancer stem cells. And, I mean, they're talking about various signaling pathways and protein-protein interactions. And at the core, I mean, it's hard to follow even for a seasoned biochemist. But when they get up there and they're able to do it in an eloquent fashion, very, very simple, so that, you know, my mother, who doesn't understand science at all, can say, hey, you know, that's a really good idea. I like this guy. You know, that's what we're trying to accomplish here. Because that's how we'll be able to cater to the masses.
Awesome. Well, where are you going to be presenting C4 Laboratories next to the masses?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked that. So we're going to be a part of the Science of Cannabis Summit in Mesa, Arizona on May 17th. It's something we're really excited about. There's a lot of great presenters there talking about, you know, someone's talking about the history of cannabis. Someone is also talking about extractions and concentrates. So I'll be there basically talking about our large-scale approach and how we're going to characterize the various compounds and constituents in cannabis, and then also looking at trying to pioneer and charter the unknown compounds. So I would encourage anyone that wants to learn more about the science to come and check us out, and I'm going to be there all day, so I'd be more than happy to answer any and all questions.
Awesome. We're putting it on our blog right now, scienceofcanna.com. If you want to check out the speakers, you want to see, get tickets. There are 8 speakers or 6 speakers? How many are there?
I believe there's 8.
Yeah, eight. There's 8.
Yep, there's 8. There you are. We got you. All right. So there's still tickets available. It's at Piper Theta Theater in Mesa at the Mesa Arts Center, and that's May 17th. And you can check that out at scienceofcanna.com. You could also check that out at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com because we're sending as many people to your conference as possible. That's so awesome. That's really
fantastic.
That's going to be a really fantastic conference. Thank you. Is there a website or an email or something that we can give to our listeners
here?
Yeah,
so our website is still in development. But if someone would like to contact me directly, they can do so at Zach, V-A-C, at C4Laboratories.com.
All right.
So that's just the letter C, the number 4, and laboratories.com. And like I said, you know, this is work that we're doing for the general masses. We feel that, you know, we're doing this science for the people, and we're trying to help as many folks as we possibly can. And so I am more than happy to answer any calls, emails at any hours of the day on this issue. And if we can make a positive impact on one person's life every day as a result of the research we're doing on cannabis, then, you know, that will make our day.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Well, I'm sure you're affecting more than just one person. You got us out there.
You got us, yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Great.
Oh, thanks for coming on.
You.
Yeah.
Well, the pleasure's been all mine. Thank you very much, and I hope we can do this again sometime soon.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
We're
going to
have a million questions. I know after the show we're going to be like, what about this? What about that? So,
well, I know we're going to love to hear about, you know, any of the new findings that you have, and hopefully we'll get a chance to speak with you at the Science of Cannabis Summit.
Yeah. We'll
absolutely. I look forward to it.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Zach.
Take
have
care.
A great
Thank
day.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Awesome.
Chills. I got
Dr.
chills.
Dr. Zach Hildebrand, C4 Laboratories, folks. Check it out. And get to the Cannabis Summit.
The knowledge that guy has. I want to, like, just...
I know. It's, We want to talk terpenes, flavonoids. We want to get molecular.
Yeah, I want to get molecular.
It's hard not to.
It's such a hot subject right now, especially in the cannabis
really
world
hot.
Right now.
Someone mentioned the terpene effect.
Yes.
The entourage.
The synergistics that cannabinoids and terpenoids play. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while we're on just the subject of terpenoids.
Go for it.
I want to talk about an awesome new product out on the market from Botanic E-Liquids. It's from the makers and the creators of Holy Smoke. So this is a terpenes-rich e-liquid that works synergistically with your cannabis products. You can pair it with your favorite sativa, your favorite high THC strains, your favorite CBD strains, high indica strains, and medibles. This is something that you can use with your dabs, a drop or two with your waxes, shatters, in your vaporizer or with your nail or however you're using your medicinal concentrates. This is a terpenes-rich e-liquid that you can add back in with some incredible flavors. And these are flavors that are found naturally occurring in nature. They are not isolated or synthesized like some of the terpenes out there. These are real flavors from nature. I mean, things that you are familiar with, lavender, lemongrass. We've got valerian root, cinnamon, thyme, frankincense. And these are ones that break down to your favorite terpenes, limonene, myrcene.
Love limonene.
I mean, Belle has a favorite one. It's the... Pipes Peace in the aromatherapy line of with Holy Smokes. So, and that is a parsley, sage, and orange. And the orange has the limonene. Anything that has citrus in it has the limonene.
Yeah.
Pinene, you know, pine needles, rosemary. This is why when you go to the mountains and you're breathing in pine air,
fresh air,
this is why you feel so freaking good. You know, it's why. Let's go to the mountains. It's a stress reliever. All terpenes are the stress reliever found in cannabis. This is why our bodies love them so much.
Why you feel so good.
And why you feel so good when you use plants.
Yeah, absolutely.
So come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315. We're in the back.
East Broadway Boulevard.
We're in the back.
Yep, Suite 103, we're in the back.
You can pick up all your botanical e-liquids products. There are some new aroma sprays out on the market
now. Oh, that's nice, yeah. Freshen up the room.
Well,
freshen up the space.
You know, not that Tumbleweeds needed anything freshening up, but, you know, you get quite a good group of people in there, and, you know, it's getting kind of warm.
Shot of lemonade will do, yep.
A couple spritz around Tumbleweed Health Center, it freshens up the whole thing. So come on down, check out the new products, and there's even a sample pin down there if you want to try out some of the different flavors. You can vape it.
Sample vape.
Come on down.
Awesome.
I don't know what else to say.
That's it.
I'm going to just...
The science of cannabis. Yeah, summit looks great. We've got... Leslie Engelking, Narcotics versus Cannabinoids.
Ooh, that one sounds
good.
I wish we can watch them all at the same time. I hope we can. I hate picking.
No. What's happening is each person is giving a 20-minute lecture. Just a quick 20 minutes. I know. It's very exciting.
Sorry.
And William Jamieson is talking about
cannabis therapy. I was reading up on him. He's got some amazing stuff to share. One of our favorite ladies,
Regina Nelson. She's going to be talking about Children of Cannabis, Cannabis Patient Network Institute, and she will be at Tumbleweeds Health Center on May 16th doing a book signing.
Yeah, her new book.
Yeah, and that'll be at 3:00. I'm trying to look and see which day of the week we've got going on here. Saturday. She'll be there Saturday, and the conference is Sunday. Interesting.
I didn't realize
it was on a Sunday. That's awesome.
It is. We were talking about going up on Saturday, actually.
That's great.
Stephen Sheeran.
Stephen Green.
Mm-hmm. And he's talking about the future of cannabis. Now, there was another guy, this guy right here, Adam...
Jacques?
Jacques.
He's the Growers Guild. He's from the Growers Guild.
And he's going to be talking about concentrate.
Wow, concentrate.
Now,
that's
this
great.
Is another hot topic on, you know, on the cannabis, you know, chat line, is concentrate. People are wondering, you know, what about happened to flower? You know, everyone loved it. And
now we're getting into these sticky,
gooey, and
oily, herbies,
you know, BHO compared to
a little flower you take off your plant.
Yeah, well, just the way that they're the breaking down, yeah, the process.
BHO, gotcha.
BHO, the water, freezing.
That's going to be an interesting 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And Dr. Zach's going to be there talking about unlocking the therapeutic properties of cannabis. And then Dr. William Trout, and the Harvest of Tempe, who he's with, he's going to talk about PTSD and cannabis.
Ooh,
yeah.
Another good one.
Another good one. So,
excited about
this. Very exciting.
So, folks, if you're wanting to get your tickets, go up onto scienceofcanada.com.
Yeah.
May 17th, Sunday. It's at the Piper Theater at Mesa Arts Theater. And you can get your tickets online, and you can see the agenda. All the information, like I said, is at scienceofcanna, that's CANNA.com.
All right, and I'm trying to see, the summit is from 11 to 5 at the Piper Theater. Okay, so it's an all-day thing. So there must be a lot going on there. We'll see.
You know it.
Someone said 8, but maybe that was just not anything to do with anything. 8 is great.
Yeah, 8, no, it is 8 of the brightest minds.
Oh, 8. I thought you meant 8 p.m.
No. Oh, he was just, we had said how many, he was answering your question.
6 or 8. The 6 you get 8 roll.
Oh, Belle.
I know, I can't help myself.
Well.
Did you know that 40% of the players in this NFL draft use marijuana?
Good for them.
They, you know. Their heads get slammed against
each other.
It's
a neuroprotectant. It's the only thing that they should be taking.
They still forget about the pain.
Drinking, smoking, and vaping.
A portion of this year's NFL
cannabis
draft class appears to be pro-marijuana. Of the draft class, a pair of highly regarded defensive prospects, Shane Ray and Randy Gregory, are prized for their abilities to get to opposing quarterbacks, and both have also admitted using marijuana. Ray admitted just days before the draft. NFL teams must now weigh their evaluations of the players' abilities against their concerns about character issue and possible future suspensions for marijuana use because it is banned in the NFL. For some teams, decisions on Ray or Gregory, who failed a drug test at the NFL draft combined in February, will come down to how they feel about uses of drug in question. One unidentified general manager gave some insight into his team's thinking. My estimate is 30 to 40% of players in this draft use marijuana regularly. That's right in line with our league. Publicly, teams act shocked, disappointed about marijuana. Privately, we know a lot of guys smoke and we're far from shocked or disappointed. Mm-hmm. In fact, the general manager's 30 to 40% estimate may be really low. A former defensive lineman whose 10-year career ended in 2006 told the Associated Press last year that half the players in the NFL use marijuana at least occasionally. And another former NFL player stated, it's not, let's go smoke a joint. It's, what if you could take something that helps you heal faster from a concussion, that prevents your equilibrium from being off for 2 weeks, and your eyesight from being off for 4 weeks? Many NFL players use marijuana to help treat chronic pain, inflammation, instead of painkillers, which are addictive and have many other negative
ruining your
side
stomach.
Effects.
The lining of all of your intestines.
Your liver doesn't like it.
It hates it.
Your kidneys don't like it.
You know what it does love?
What?
A nice glass of ground-up cannabis juice.
There you go. Beautiful.
It does like that.
It does.
It'll
like
reverse
it.
The effects.
It does. Gosh, this show went quickly. That was fun.
It did.
That was a good show.
That was a good show.
Just real quick, this weekend is AZ for Normal's meeting, second Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
then,
Ward 6 building.
Yep, and then we've got the Cannabis Summit, Sciences Summit conference coming up. But the 16th, come to Tumbleweeds Health Center and meet Regina Nelson for more than 20 minutes. Come hang out with her. Get it, one of her new books, and have her sign it. In fact, let's see, I think we have on our events page, we just went to the Folk Festival, and noon to 3 p.m., Regina Nelson will be at Tumbleweeds Health Center with Theorists at Large, One Woman's Ambiguous Journey into Medical Cannabis. So come hang out with Regina.
I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. I know, she's fantastic. Well, we just love you. You guys are all fantastic. We love being here each and every Wednesday for you. We love hanging out. We love sharing information. We
love
our interviews. And we love Dr. Zach Hildebrand.
We love you, Zach.
C4 Laboratory.
That was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
And
for part of our show.
Just remember to email Belle when you guys have some awesome new findings or just anything you want to share with us, because
yeah,
we would love to hear it.
Yeah,
we love this kind
we
of
need
stuff.
To update our findings,
even if it's
yeah.
a little pop in, 15, 20 minutes or 15 or 10 minutes or whatever.
Come on down.
Just come on down.
All right. And the rest of you, come on down to 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103.
The lowest prices in town.
Come down, get certified. We'll beat any price. Guaranteed. We have some awesome new doctors, and we've got some wonderful new brochures to hand out to you, some free magazines, all sorts of good information.
$65 recertification,
yeah.
$85 new certification.
Yep. We'll process anybody's paperwork for just $35. Hopefully your doctors are all signing your stuff out there for you. At any rate, we love y'all. Happy Weedsday Wednesday. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and
educate. Thank you.
Bye-bye.